News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Uttar Pradesh government grappled on Monday with the aftermath of violence during a farmers' protest in Lakhimpur Kheri, lodging a case against Union Minister Ajay Mishra's son, promising a probe by a retired High Court judge and stopping opposition leaders from reaching the trouble spot. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra was detained in Sitapur on her way to Lakhimpur Kheri, where 8 people died and several others were injured on Sunday in the bloodiest clash since the farmers' protest over the centre's agri laws began last year. 4 of the dead were farmers, allegedly knocked down by vehicles driven by BJP workers, travelling to welcome Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya. The others were BJP workers and their driver, allegedly pulled out of the vehicles and then lynched by the protesters. 2 cars were set on fire. As opposition leaders headed to Lakhimpur Kheri's Tikonia village, about 225 kilometers from Lucknow, the Uttar Pradesh authorities clamped Section 144 of the CRPC, which bans the assembly of more than 4 people in the district. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav, Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, his Punjab counterpart Charanjit Singh Channi, BSP's S.C. Mishra and AAP's Sanjay Singh were among those prevented by the state authorities from reaching Lakhimpur. Protesters burnt a police jeep outside Gautampalli police station near Akhilesh Yadav's home when he was stopped from going to Lakhimpur. The violence briefly figured in the Supreme Court as the 3-judge bench said it would examine if organizations which have challenged the validity of a law are allowed to hold a protest on it when the matter is sub judice. The bench said when such incidents happen, nobody takes responsibility. It was hearing a plea by a farmer's body which is seeking directions to authorities to allow it to stage a satyagraha at Jantar Mantar in Delhi. In Lakhimpur Kheri, Additional Director General of Law and Order Prashant Kumar announced that the government will order a probe headed by a retired High Court judge and give compensation of Rs 45 lakh each to the families of the dead farmers. The kin will also get a government job. The injured will get Rs 10 lakh. The announcement in the presence of Bharatiya Kisan Union leader Rakesh Tikayat seemed to end the standoff with the farmer unions, which then allowed the post-mortem of the 4 victims. Police also registered a murder case against Ashish Mishra, the son of Union Minister of State for Home Ajay Mishra, and several others over the death of the farmers. The minister, who is an MP from the area, has denied the allegation by the farmers' unions that his son was in one of the cars. Mishra said he has evidence to show that his son was at an event being held elsewhere. According to his version, a vehicle toppled after protesters pelted stones at it. It collapsed on 2 farmers. 4 occupants of the BJP cars were then pulled out and beaten to death. Some video clips showed men lying on the ground and being hit with lathis. The Samyukt Kisan Morcha, an umbrella body of farm unions, wrote to President Ramnath Kovind demanding that the minister should be sacked. It also sought an investigation by an SIT under the supervision of the Supreme Court. RSS-affiliated Bharatiya Kisan Sangh demanded the harshest punishment for those involved in the violence, saying people from various political parties were behind it. The people involved in the incident were not farmers, they belonged to various political parties. The incident was carried out using leftist methods. People were mercilessly beaten to death with sticks, something farmers cannot do, a BKS statement said. The incident comes just months ahead of the assembly polls in the politically vital state. Priyanka Gandhi, who recently spent several days in the state discussing poll preparations, was back in Lucknow at 5 a.m. on Sunday, only to be detained on the road to Lakhimpur Kheri. Video showed her lashing out at police personnel for allegedly misbehaving with her and her colleagues. The BJP government is doing the politics of crushing the farmers and finishing them, she said on Twitter. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi tweeted in Hindi, Priyanka, I know that you will not retreat. They fear your courage. We will ensure that the country's annadatas win this non-violent fight for justice. The Congress also staged protests in the national capital. There were farmer protests in Punjab and Haryana as well. In Lucknow, SPs Akhilesh Yadav told reporters, we want the arrest of the minister and his son in the Lakhimpur incident. Bahujan Samaj Party General Secretary S.C. Mishra was also detained at his home in Lucknow on Sunday night. Party Supremo Mayawati demanded a judicial probe into the violence. AAP's Sanjay Singh was also barred from going to Lakhimpur. So were Congress leaders Salman Khurshid and Pramod Tiwari. The Uttar Pradesh government asked airport authorities in Lucknow to not allow Chhattisgarh CM Bhupesh Baghel and his Punjab counterpart Charanjit Singh Channi, who had announced plans to visit Lakhimpur Kheri. BJP's Pilibhit MP Varun Gandhi wrote to Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath demanding a CBI probe under supervision of the High Court. Uttar Pradesh government spokesperson and cabinet minister Siddharthnath Singh termed the opposition move to go to Lakhimpur a political stunt aimed at vitiating the peace. A Mumbai court on Monday extended the NCB custody of Aryan Khan, son of Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan, and two others till October 7 in connection with the seizure of banned drugs on board a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast. The trio was produced before the court after the end of their one-day custody given to the Narcotics Control Bureau or NCB on Sunday. The NCB had arrested them after raiding the Goa-bound ship. Hearing was still going on with regards to the custody of other accused arrested in the case. Additional Chief Metropolitan Magistrate R.M. Nerlikar noted that the investigation in the case is of prime importance, and considering this aspect, the presence of the accused before the NCB is necessary. The fact is that the co-accused in the case were found in possession of drugs, and these three accused, Aryan Khan, Arbaz Merchant and Munmun Dhamicha, were accompanying them. Investigation is of prime importance, and hence it is useful for both the prosecution and the accused to prove their innocence, the court said. Aryan Khan and the two others, Munmun Dhamicha and Arbaz Merchant, were arrested on Sunday evening and produced before a special holiday court that remanded them to NCB custody till Monday. Six other accused, Nupur Satija, Ishmit Chadha, Mohak Jaiswal, Gomit Chopra, Vikrant Chokar and a drug supplier from suburban Juhu, were arrested late on Sunday and produced before the magistrate's court on Monday. The NCB on Monday sought further custody of Aryan Khan, Merchant and Dhamicha till October 11 on the ground that the agency wanted to confront all the arrested accused with each other. Opposing the custody sought by the NCB, Aryan Khan's advocate Satish Maneshinde argued that his client had no criminal antecedents and has shown good conduct. Aryan Khan did not run away from NCB officers when the raid was being conducted and had allowed them to search him, Maneshinde said. Aryan Khan and the other accused were detained late on Saturday night by NCB sleuths after they raided the cruise ship that was on its way to Goa from Mumbai. And two scientists won the Nobel Prize in Medicine on Monday for their discoveries into how the human body perceives temperature and touch, revelations that could lead to new ways of treating pain or even heart disease. Americans David Julius and Adam Pataputian separately identified receptors in the skin that respond to heat and pressure, and researchers are working on drugs to target them. Some hope the discoveries could eventually lead to pain treatments that reduce dependence on highly addictive opioids. But the breakthroughs, which happened decades ago, have not yet yielded many effective new therapies. Julius of the University of California at San Francisco used capsaicin, the active component in chili peppers, to help pinpoint the nerve sensors that respond to heat, the Nobel Committee said. Pataputian of Scripps Research Institute at La Jolla, California, found pressure-sensitive sensors in cells that respond to mechanical stimulation. "This really unlocks one of the secrets of nature," said Thomas Perlman, Secretary General of the Committee, in announcing the winners. "It is actually something that is crucial for our survival, so it is very important and profound discovery." The committee said their discoveries get at one of the great mysteries facing humanity, how we sense our environment. The choice of winners underscored how little scientists knew about that question before the discoveries and how much there is still to learn, said Oscar Marin, director of the MRC Center for Neurodevelopmental Disorders at King's College London. "While we understood the physiology of the senses, what we didn't understand was how we sensed differences in temperature or pressure," Marin said. "Knowing how our body senses these changes is fundamental, because once we know those molecules, they can be targeted It is like finding a lock, and now we know the precise keys that will be necessary to unlock it. Merrin predicted that new treatments for pain would likely come first, but that understanding how the body detects changes in pressure could eventually lead to drugs for heart disease if scientists can figure out how to alleviate pressure on blood vessels and other organs. In keeping with the long tradition of difficulties in alerting Nobel winners, Julius said he was awakened by what he thought was a prank phone call shortly before the prize was announced. My phone sort of bleeped, and it was from a relative who had been contacted by somebody on the Nobel Committee trying to find my phone number, he said from his home in San Francisco, where it was the middle of the night. It was only when his wife heard Perlman's voice and confirmed it was indeed the Secretary General of the committee who was calling that he realized it wasn't a joke. Julius said his wife had worked with Perlman years ago. Julius, 65, later said he hoped his work would lead to the development of new pain drugs, explaining that the biology behind even everyday activities can have enormous significance. We eat chili peppers and menthol, but oftentimes you don't think about how that works, he said. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and 10 million Swedish krona, that is over $1.14 million. The prize money comes from a bequest left by the prize's creator, Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel, who died in 1895. The prize is the first to be awarded this year. The other prizes are for outstanding work in the fields of physics, chemistry, literature, peace, and economics. Captain Kirk is rocketing into space next week, boldly going where no other sci-fi actors have gone. Jeff Bezos's space travel company Blue Origin announced on Monday that Star Trek actor William Shatner will blast off from West Texas on October 12. Yes, it is true, I'm going to be a rocket man, the 90-year-old tweeted. He added, it is never too late to experience new things. Bezos, the founder of Amazon, is a huge fan of the sci-fi series and even had a cameo as a high-ranking alien in the 2016 film Star Trek Beyond. His rocket company invited Shatner to fly as its guest. Shatner will become the oldest person to go to space. He will join three others, two of them paying customers, aboard a Blue Origin capsule. He would have been the first actor in space if Russia weren't launching an actress and a film director to the International Space Station on Tuesday for almost 2 weeks of movie making. Shatner's flight, by comparison, will last just 10 minutes and reach no higher than about 66 miles or 106 kilometers. The capsule will parachute back to the desert floor, not far from where it took off. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.